I'm Sean.
Hi, and I'm Shannon.
And we're the host of Wifey and Baby Mama. Happy Thursday, family. We are excited to be back with you in your homes, your cars, your hearts one more time. And yes, by the love shown on our ratings, we are sure you feel the same way. And you know we appreciate each and every one of you for real. And with that, welcome to episode 11. Oh my God, Shannon, season 3 will be coming to an end in just 5 more episodes.
Oh, wow. It's gone by fast.
It is. I'm getting a little sad. I know I'm getting a little sad just thinking about it. This season flew by. And I'm sure it has a lot to do with the many guests we've had this season. And guess what? We're going to keep the guest roster rolling tonight. We have with us to discuss the topic, family collaboration versus competition, the lovely Mrs. Marquita and Ariane from Arena Network. Ladies, why don't you introduce yourselves? Ariane, you can go
first. Welcome.
All right, Ariane, you go first.
Hey, my name is Ariane. Thank you for having me on your episode today. I appreciate it.
You are most welcome.
So my name is Ariane Lohman. I am one of the owners of Arena Network. I am a mother of 4. I'm a serial entrepreneur. So not only do I have a network, you know, I also do taxes. I'm a licensed life insurance agent. We run a construction business, a food truck. I kind of do a little bit of everything. So.
All right.
Busy.
Okay. I love the serial entrepreneur. Oh my God. Okay. Miss Marquita, what you got going on?
Well, hi, I'm Marquita and I am the other half of Arena Network and I have 10 children and that's just it.
So I'm taking you ain't doing a whole lot of working outside of that. Well, welcome, ladies. It is an honor. I'm Shannon. It's hard not to get excited, right? Two women of color.
I know.
Who are family like us. They didn't mention that part. Ladies, why don't you tell the audience how you guys are related?
Okay, so this is my cousin, but I call her my aunt. It's kind of weird to me. I don't know. I feel like the respect level. Like, I don't be like, this cousin Marquita. I feel like that's my aunt, even though it is my actual cousin, but that's my aunt. So, yeah, we're family.
This is making me feel good. You know,
I love it. I think I pick up on what she said, the respect thing, because of the age difference. I think it's wonderful. So, I recently had a family member. You know, he was actually a friend, but he grows into family. So I can totally relate to that, Ariane. Your family, your cousins. I had a brother that died last year who was born a cousin, but my mom raised him, so it's a brother. So I get it. Family become, you know, friends and family become, we even changed the title in the family, right? They're blood family. We give them a whole nother position. So Marquita going from cousin to auntie, I can totally relate. And I'm just honored to have you guys with us. You know, you're two black women like us, women of color that looks like us about your business, but I got to settle myself down and be professional. It's just so exciting. So we'll start our discussion.
Love it.
We
appreciate it.
Welcome. Yes. We're going to start our discussion tonight by breaking down why we are family is better used as a positive than a negative in our community. And it's no dig to people of color, but we got to keep it real. Sometimes we can be the worst when it comes to collaborating. You know, everyone wants to be first, or everyone wants to be seen, or everyone wants to be the loudest. You know, why not do what Shannon and I are doing, or what these two lovely ladies are doing? You know, let's rise together. We are families, should be. Let's go together, you know?
Absolutely. I definitely agree with you on that one. It's a lot of competition when it comes to our culture. I don't know if it's like a power thing or like a like a position. I honestly don't know what it is, but
I've been trying to figure it out for years and I can't. It's crazy to me.
And it's sad because, you know, a lot of different other races, you know, they are honestly, you know, they're getting places because they combine and they come together and, you know, they do it together as a family, as a business, and they succeed with it. So, you know, I honestly don't know why we can't just get along, but hopefully we'll get there soon.
Hopefully us four can be examples, you know, for the world to break out, right? To break out the spell. I'm not saying we're the first to do it. I'm just saying that we're doing it and we're doing it well. And I appreciate that about all of us. And just to speak on what you said a little, Ari, I know a race, I won't call it, you know, so it won't link I'm singling anyone out. But these people live five families deep. You heard me? Five families deep and a mm-hmm. double home. They all save yeah. their money and they allow the one family to break out. Once you got enough, now you break out. If we could do things like that, I'm telling you, people look at me crazy because my 25-year-old is still at home. As long as she want to be here, she can be here because we're better together. Every workshop that I do, when I was publishing my first novel, when I was putting that stuff together, my, how I got this much. We do it as a family because when I eat, they eat. You understand yeah. what I'm saying? Versus her being yeah. out here on her own, struggling to pay bills by herself, you know, or me struggling. Right. Now I got to try to help you out too. Like we are family, man. So at least I'm hoping to keep it in my family. If I can't venture out into cousins and sisters and brothers, at least I've taught my children to be siblings. And this is what you do. You help each other.
Right. Let me tell you, my thoughts on it are, you know, this is in us. It's deep in our culture. It's deep in our history. You take it all the way back to slavery, where you had the house Negro and the field Negro. That's where mm-hmm. the jealousy started and all mm-hmm. of that. Everyone wanted to be, you know, in the house, so to speak. So we've carried that on to become crabs in a barrel instead of trying to help each other. You know, we don't want each one to be better than the other. And it's time for us to kind of
work
together. I don't know how. I don't have the solution now, you know, at all. But
well, we're doing it. You're being an example. Yeah. This is how. We be an example like us four doing. This is how.
Thank you. Yeah, That is
this is how you start.
One way to look at it. Yeah, to say, hey, let's try to be like the other cultures that, you know, give each other the leg up, and there's enough to go around for everyone instead of all of the competition and, you know, hey, you're in the house and I'm in the field.
Right. Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah, I feel like that's a big thing that a lot of people don't understand. It's enough money to go around. It's enough love. Mm-hmm. It's enough businesses. And people mm-hmm. feel like if that person is doing it, well, I got to do it better, instead of, you know, collaborating and let's figure out how to do it together and make it bigger and better together, versus I'm trying to be better than you. I'm trying to make more than you. I'm trying to do this more.
Right. Yeah.
So it's
stronger together than you are divided.
Definitely stronger.
Exactly. Together. Exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, Ari, you went first on the introduction. So, Marquita, I'm going to direct this question to you first. But, of course, like I said, after that, feel free. It's fair game. We just kick it here on our podcast. So, we get in where we fit in when we're politicking, okay? When somebody quiet, you better jump in. But anyways, okay, so how did an idea to purchase a whole TV network evolve, Marquita?
Well, I know you want me to speak first, but it was actually Ariane's idea.
Okay, Ariane. So let's go, Ariane. What you got?
So honestly, I'm going to just take it back a little bit. I've always been wanting to, you know, be on TV. When I was 11, I think it was like a Disney audition or something like that. They came to Buffalo. This is when we used to live in Buffalo. And they were looking for kids. And, you know, my mom took me to the audition. And they gave you a script. And you had to go mm-hmm. up to all these people. And they told you to read the script and you got to act the part, like, and I honestly didn't understand it, but you know, I tried my best. So the ones that they liked, they call back, you come in. So they ended up calling me back, and they wanted me, but I guess you had to pay like $10,000 or something to get in. Mm-hmm. And my mom didn't have it. So it kind of like broke me. But ever since then, I just always wanted to be on Disney Channel. It was like, I want to be on TV. I want to be on TV. So it kind of over me. Been watching TV, like doing reality, like watching reality TV and Disney Channel and VH1 and all of that. So I opened up a med spa a couple years ago and remodeled it because it wasn't open for 3 years. So when we came in there, it was like dusty. It looked in a mess. So we remodeled it. it was actually a med spa. I was actually going to turn it. Well, I did. It was a med spa, but I was going to turn the whole thing into, you know, a med spa for me. But I had an idea like, well, why don't I just, you know, set up the rooms and, you know, make it an all-in-one stop shop? Because I had that idea when I was young as well. So I'm like, let me just go ahead and do that. So I ended up renovating the rooms out. I had a hair salon, a whole hair salon. We renovated that upstairs. So the guy, he had his own space, like a whole floor with a bathroom. He had his own space upstairs. And then downstairs, we had a nail tech, a licensed tattoo artist, lash artist, makeup artist. I said the nail tech. Yeah. So we had a little bit of everything. And it was basically like an all-in-one-stop shop. So I'm not for sure if you watch Black Ink Crew.
Yes, yes, I've seen it. Have you seen that, Shanna? Black Ink?
No, I haven't.
It's a tattoo show. Okay, okay, go ahead.
Yeah, it's a tattoo show, but it's about, like, you know, different people doing different tattoos. Right. And it's like a reality-based TV show. So I kind of was like, since we have all of these young Black entrepreneurs in this one building, you know, recycling clients and referring each other, we should start a nice little TV show about it. Originally, I was like, YouTube, because I did not know how in... You know, the I didn't know if I had the resources in order to even do a network. I thought about it, but I just never thought as far as what I did. But we ended up calling the camera crew. They came and he told me a price. I didn't want to. I ended up not doing it because it was too much money and nobody else wanted to invest into it. But everybody was like, well, when we come, can I get this and can I get that? So I kind of ended that idea. But ever since then, I started looking up, like, you know, how to start a network, how to start a network. I did a lot of research about it, ended up finding out how to do it, set up a demo call. And I kind of got intrigued about the idea, like, I can honestly start our own network. So I went ahead, that one that I did, I started that, you know, by myself, because it was like a simple payment that you had to do, and then you only get like a couple of channels or something. So I did that and I ended up not liking it. And it was a different and better one that I liked it, that I knew I could get on everywhere. So around this time, we were already promoting the show that we wanted to do. That was going up the Facebook page. We was getting a lot of views, a lot of followers about the network that was coming up. So this is when I introduced the idea to Keita, because I'm like, okay, so the brand that I'm thinking about and envisioned about in my head for the network is not matching the one that I have right now currently. So I'm like, I know one that I like, and, you know, another network, you know, uses them too. So I know it's like, I know what it could look like. So I was inboxing her like, you ain't never seen before. Like, photographs. Please. That's all you've seen in there. Please. It took her a minute because she's like, I don't know. Da, da, da. I'm like, okay, well, I'm like, you know, I'll let a week slide. Then I'll send her a screenshot of how the Facebook page looking like. You see how many followers we got?
I'm looking at my husband like, again.
She's like, you know what? If I do agree to it, but no, she actually came over to my house to actually, because I kept telling her, like, I want to show you in person. I can keep talking about it, but I want to show you. So she ended up coming over. I showed her. We came to an agreement. And ever since then, that's really how it started. That's wow. Really how
that is awesome. That is awesome. Yes, I love it.
That is, yeah. Especially,
so Shanna,
going
is that
to
not
family.
Ambition for you? Yeah, that's like ambition for you, right?
Don't give up.
Don't give up.
Give up.
Right.
Okay. I think it's so dope. You know that you two got together and decided to do this. So have you two been close for a while? So is that why you said, Ari, like, this is my favorite cousin, so let me bug her. I know I can get her to do it. Or were you just really close? Or did you think she had the most business sense? What was it that made you think, like, let me go to Marquita with this idea?
Okay, so yes, we've always been close. I always wanted to live with her when I was young. I ain't never want to be home. And her daughter is my age. Well, I'm a year older than her, but we're like me and her daughter are very, very close. That is my favorite cousin in the world. I love her so much. So I always wanted to be in the house versus being at home by myself with, you know, my little sister who always bugging me. So we've always been close. Honestly.
So it was, again, here comes Aria.
Yeah. She let me live with her for a little bit because I didn't want to be at home. Like, you know, you got to do what you got to do, but you can come over. So we've always been close. I do think that this did bring us closer. And we are learning each other in the business mindset. We already know each other family wise. So yeah. And to answer what
that's what I want to know. Was she your favorite cousin? Like, it was a reason that you asked her, like I said, business sense. So you basically, she was a fave. So, you know, it's not hard to figure out why me and Shanna are partners. Thank God it's one wifey and it's one other baby mama. So it was like no process of elimination. Right. It was like, okay, let's do this. So it was easy for us. And like I said, I don't know.
Right.
We get new countries, girls. We get new countries like randomly. Yes. Like from February to March, we went from 27 to 32.
32.
So we like to throw out a little. So we like to throw out a little info in case we have new countries, new listeners tonight. Mm. The dynamic of our situation is, you know, Shannon's the oldest, you know, she's the son of my husband's oldest. I'm sorry, she's the mother of my husband's oldest son. She's older than me, too. She older than him though. He the oldest. No, I'm just kidding. But she is the mother of my son's my husband's oldest son. And of course, you know, I'm married. Yeah. So we share a common goal. And we made sure that even when he wasn't in the picture, that our kids knew they were siblings.
That's
you know,
right.
It was important for us to keep a bond. So she's been my girl, you know. So I noticed though, and I will say, Shannon, I've heard you express several times, since we become much closer as partners in business though, right? Than we were in just day to day life. So I think we are family means more when we're interacting on a more than just see you when I see you and need to basis, you know. Most families get together, as a whole for what, weddings, funerals, you know, maybe births, family reunions occasionally. But I mean, I know it's a elite few that still get together for Sunday dinners, and I think that's really dope for the families that do that. But for the most part, that's the thing of the past. So the partnership between us definitely require us interacting and meeting more and communicate more. Do you find that's the case with you guys?
Sure. We live together.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
My husband and I thought it was a good idea to, since we have the network, you know, if we're going to put our money together, to really put our money together. So.
Yeah.
That's what's up. So that's what we were talking about in the beginning of the episode. That's what's up.
Yes. And also, we are that family that does Sunday dinners. So.
Okay.
We definitely still do that.
All right, Sean, when you moving down?
So that's what I was just about to say. I was just about to say, Sean, now they got one up on us now. Wait a minute. And I think this is a good pitch to my husband to help us, you know, get there faster. Because I'm so done with Buffalo, but this is his thing, so, you know. I'm, you know, because you know what? Either we find out, we learn more, right, as partners, because this thing is like a marriage. It's like a marriage, you know, partnership are like marriages. So I find that we are closer. And I'm happy to see it's not just weird that you guys feel the same way.
Yeah.
And I do find with the podcast, you know, Sean, you and I, it has built a stronger level of trust between us. Not that there was any distrust at all. Right. But
absolutely. It's just stronger.
Oh, yeah. Way stronger. And I know that if I need to call and vent to you about my husband, you'll listen.
And if I need to vent to you about our baby daddy, you listen to me because, oh, honey. So I'm happy that to hear you guys share that kind of bond, you know. It's cool. It's cousins. I love that.
Thank you.
So I have one last question, though, that I want to ask before before we wrap up here and move to the next segment. Have you noticed if your other family members are supportive, or is it like, are they kind of standoffish? And does that affect you in any way?
Well, for the most, my family, our family is supportive. Absolutely.
Yeah. For the most part,
They listen, you know, they very seldom say no to an idea, you know, that I have.
Oh, wow.
You know, I can call whoever and say, hey, listen to this. And if it's not a good idea, they'll say that's not a good idea. But if it's a good idea, you know, they'll give us positive, give us their negative.
Opinion. Yeah, give us their genuine opinion and we'll take it in. So we don't feel no type of way or anything. Even if we, so they're very supportive, but even if they weren't supportive, it's like.
We would be okay.
We would be okay. Yeah.
I got it. And that's kind of
That's kind of how
Shannon and I are. It's like. It's fine. If it's just got to be me and you, it's got to be me. Let me not say Shannon and I. Let me say for me. Half of my family is like, I think you were doing the thing. I think it's cool.
Yeah.
And the half I'm like, oh my God, what is she doing now? Or what is, you know, why they get, that's corny. They fake and they trying to do something to be, you know, to be seen. I'm like, why? Yeah. Like, why? So I get half of the crap.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate. And we did have some knocks against us, you know, in the beginning. Oh, we had so many people saying, you know, because of our different personalities, you know, she is the extrovert. You know, she is the
boisterous.
Yes, and she has the voice. Yeah, definitely the voice. And I'm more laid back, technical. You know, I'm very cerebral. And they're like, "Oh, she's gonna run all over you." You know, all these things. And it's like, no, that's the yin and yang that makes this work. And instead of listening to those folks, which I'm glad we did not, we decided to, you know, forge ahead and go ahead and do this thing and make it work. Yeah, I appreciate all of it.
Yeah.
You have to take a chance.
That's what it's all right. That's right. Yeah. That's right. And here we are 32 countries later doing our thing, you know, and I love it.
Yes.
And I love
Gotta
it.
Gotta give another shout out to France. France is, you know, hanging in there.
Are they still holding on?
Number two to the United States. Yes. They
I love it. Hey, France.
Yeah, the UK tried to get their position back, but France said, oh, hex no.
I love it. Battle on, guys. Battle on. We love all of you. I mean, but you know what? Yeah. To get the number one spot, you got to get the number one spot. So, France, you know, y'all doing it. UK, y'all better come on with it. And while y'all at it, come on over to Arena Network. Come on and log on to Arena Network. Let's go.
All platforms, Apple TV, Roku, Amazon Fire. You can download us on any phone that you have.
Tablet.
It's only $5.99. Make sure you guys download, support. We definitely appreciate it.
And Arena Network will be up and running. And this spring is going to be lit. So y'all better go ahead and subscribe now so y'all don't miss out, honey.
Better.
Right.
It's going up from here. So.
That's right. So, do anybody else have anything they want to throw in on the topic of family collaboration versus competition?
I actually think, you know, like I said, you should take a chance on your family member. If they have a good idea, think about it. Don't just say no. Turn your nose up. You know, no one's better than anyone when everybody's trying to make it to the top and there's plenty of money and fame in the world where everybody can make it. It does not have to be a competition.
Whatsoever.
That's right.
I absolutely agree, sweetheart. I absolutely agree. And what about you, Shannon? Y'all set with your comments?
I'm all set.
Mm-hmm. And just
go right ahead, Ari. I'm sorry, sweetie. Okay, go ahead. Get your last comment in.
What she said. I just honestly feel like definitely focus more so on yourself and, you know, your goals. And if you know, like she said, if your family member or anybody have an idea, just be open-minded. And a lot of the times the problem set is where, you know, a lot of people aren't open-minded, maybe because they were never, you know, introduced to the thought of something different. They're kind of stuck where, you know, at the mindset of what they know, and they don't like to learn different. So anything mm-hmm. that is different than what they were taught or what they know is like red flag. Don't do it. Don't do it. Nope. So, mm-hmm. you know, you gotta kind of open your mind up. It's a new world. 2024 is completely different than a couple of years ago. Social media is taking over a lot of things. We got AI writing letters and doing all this. This is a new world. So mm-hmm. we gotta get it together. But yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. I love it. Tell them, Ari, you better don't let AI get your idea. You got it. All right. So we'll wrap up tonight's episode of Family Collaboration versus Competition in hopes that something that was said between us four groundbreakers here tonight encourages family to stick together more and leave the competition as a thing of the past. We appreciate you ladies coming on to share. We are family. It's working. Mm-hmm. And I certainly wish you all the best. In Arena TV, much success. I want to say again how dope it is to see girls that look like us starting movements and making footprints in an industry that was so unwelcoming to us as women of color and still at times shows disparity when it comes to people of color as a whole. Thanks for being a platform for the voices, the people, the talent who wouldn't get a chance otherwise. I look forward to watching you excel, ladies. And I'll end with this quote. I heard a host of 716 Live say to you ladies, by the time people figure out what you're worth, you'll be worth more. Keep doing what you're doing, queens.
Beautiful. I gotta clap to that. That is an awesome quote. And you guys are gonna do great things.
I absolutely believe it.
Thank you. Your podcast is so great.
Definitely.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, so we're gonna That's you ladies getting your kudos. We're going to move on now to our next segment, the audience invite. All right. The title of last week's song was The Good Ones by Gabby Barrett. And the title of the episode was Don't Judge a Book by Its Cover. Now, this song is so refreshing, guys. So if you haven't heard it, go listen to it in its entirety. And maybe you have heard it and it's been a while. Go listen to it. Like I said, it gives you a refreshing little beat. And if you dig that song, or if you dig the lines dropped into Night Song, if you can understand, or if you knew, if you caught on to what the tune was that I was dropping, why email us at wifeyandbabymama@gmail.com. This is your official invite to hit us up at wifeyandbabymama@gmail.com. That's with any tunes you may like to let us know how you're enjoying our new segment or any show ideas you'd like for us to break down. Now we'll move on to the fictional family I'm feeling.
All right. Our last segment of the night that we normally end with, the fictional family I'm feeling. And the fictional family I am feeling tonight is Welcome Home, Roscoe Jenkins. You've all seen that movie?
Yes.
From 2008. I'm sorry, that movie. Yes. So Martin Lawrence and Cedric the Entertainer. So I'll set it up just a little bit. So Martin Lawrence, he's Roscoe. Roscoe Jr., or they call him RJ sometimes in the movie. So he grew up with his cousin, who is Cedric the Entertainer, also known as Clyde, because Clyde's parents passed away, and Roscoe's mother and father took him in, and they always had some type of rivalry, you know, cousin rivalry, competing against each other, always trying to one-up each other, going at it year after year after year. So Roscoe Jr., or RJ, moves away, and he leaves the home, and he becomes a successful talk show host, and feels like he's a better person than his cousin Clyde. Then his parents are having their 50th wedding anniversary, so he goes back to the South, to his roots, and bunch of chaos ensues, of course, as you can imagine, with him coming back and him and his cousin Clyde go at it again, because his cousin Clyde shows up with the love of his life, the love of Roscoe's life, I'm sorry. And so there's a bunch of jealousy there. And so there's fighting and, you know, infighting with the family and all of that. But on the night of the big event, Clyde gets up to speak after a big blow up, and, you know, they're thinking Roscoe has left and once again left the family to go about his fabulous life as a talk show host. So Clyde gets up to speak, and he's thanking Roscoe's parents for taking him in after his parents died. And he says, you know, he says something about working in their hardware store, because they owned a hardware store. And growing up working in that store and sleeping in the bottom bunk under little Roscoe Jr., he says, you know, it was hard because Roscoe peed the bed and everyone thought it was him. And he said it was hard sleeping in a raincoat, you know, and everyone, he tried to explain that it wasn't him, it was Roscoe that peed the bed. But then he goes on to say, you know, it was just so gracious of you all to take me in. You didn't have to do that, and I thank you. And he starts crying. And one of the other cousins in sitting out in the audience, as he's up there at a podium talking, says, you know, what are you crying for? That, those aren't real tears. And, of course, Clyde says, no, I'm not crying. I'm just cleansing. And then Roscoe Jr. appears, and he says, I know tears, and those are real. He says, I've cried more tears than anyone that you know, because I've been beat up, I've been this, and that, whatever. He says, and I've lost more competitions to you, Clyde, than I can remember. And Clyde says, oh, yeah, 3,000 or so and counting. He's counted how many competitions that he's beat poor little Roscoe at. And Roscoe says, yeah, I thought I was a loser, so that's why I went away. I thought I could go away and transform myself into something that was a winner. He says, but now I realize that,
you know, Clyde, you're my family. We're not in competition. You are more than a cousin, you're a brother to me. And I want to thank everyone for bringing that to light during this trip and helping me realize that we are family. And thank you for helping me become a better man here today than what I went off to become. You know, I went away from you all thinking I was better, but being in this situation has made me a better man and given me the strength to withstand anything that the world throws at me and for unconditional love and a place to call home. So I take from, of course, this movie, which of course is comical and all that, but the fact that these two rivalries, cousin rivalries, it took a lot of outside influences, but and maturity and growth to realize that they didn't have to compete anymore. That was unnecessary. And of course it was unnecessary all along, but for them to wake up and realize it was a wonderful thing. And I hope those listening who are looking at people that they're competing with in their families to say, hey, we don't have to do this. We can work together and, you know, become something powerful and have a wonderful life and unconditional love and a place to call home. And that is the fictional family I am feeling this week.
Love it. Have you girls seen that movie? Marquita, have you guys seen the movie? Welcome Home, Marcella Jenkins.
Yes.
Yes. And you know what I take from that, Shannon? That was awesome breakdown of what we're trying to duplicate here today. You don't have to compete. But you know what he had to do along that? Is drop off the hater. Remember the girl he was, the girl he was engaged to? She kept encouraging him like, oh, we're bigger than this now. Like, this isn't who we are anymore. You don't have to change who you are to get where you're going. Now, will you have to leave some people behind? Yeah, if they're not supporting you, if they're, you know, trying to wreak havoc on your cause, absolutely. But anyone who's trying to convince you to be ashamed of where you come from, where I come from is who make me who I am. Where I come from is what makes me who I am. I'll never deny it. I'll never be ashamed of it. And anyone who wants me to separate that part of my life, it's a negative. Now, you ain't about to have me out here on the street corners fighting. Like, I mean, unless you mess with my kids. I mean, now we can talk about that. But for the most part, you know, I'm nonviolent these days. And, you know, I keep it 100. But, yeah, you can't have someone trying to keep you away from your family to build a bigger image. Like, that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about collaborating with your family to be the best you can be in every capacity together, not faking who you are. So this has been a great conversation, ladies. Thank you for coming on.
Yeah.
We want to say again, much success to you. You guys make sure to check out Arena Network TV. Arena Keep an eye out Network. For them. These ladies are doing doing big things.
Thank you.
Thank you. Definitely. Thank you.
Very welcome.
And to all that listen around the globe, we thank you so much for tuning in every Thursday at 7:30. And we look forward to next week. Until then,
love you all.
Bye. I'm ready.